USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We have the worst laws of any country anywhere in the world. If you got rid of catch and release, chain migration, visa lottery.
President Trump speaking at the White House on Tuesday. The president also says he's doing what he can to stop illegal immigration. On Capitol Hill on Tuesday, House Democrats were going after Attorney General William Barr over his decision to join a lawsuit against the Affordable Care Act.
And the president's made clear that he wants a strong health care legislation, and he wants to protect pre-existing conditions in the event that the court accepts the legal arguments that we've presented.
Worries about it so much so that you're pursuing a case that would take it away from them.
Well,
the irony of that is rich.
Florida Democratic Congressman Charlie Crist responding to Barr there. Democrats point out that striking down Obamacare would cause tens of millions of people to lose their insurance. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course, with the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. Because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet. Starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment is scrapped as optional.
Keep those snow shovels out in certain parts of the country, as we hear from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Technically, spring arrived weeks ago, but winter says not so fast. The U.S. Midwest is expecting more snow come tomorrow and Thursday. Here's the National Weather Service forecaster Patrick Burke.
We're forecasting more than a foot of snow for a pretty broad area, extending from eastern Wyoming through parts of far northern Nebraska into much of South Dakota, and then eventually on into Minnesota, including the Minneapolis area.
All that snow while in Phoenix, Arizona, it was 95 on Monday and is supposed to be in the mid-90s again on Tuesday. New York City is declaring a public health emergency after a spike in measles cases. Democratic Mayor Bill de Blasio says the emergency exists in parts of Brooklyn and adds people who are not vaccinated should do so. De Blasio also says parents will be fined $1,000 if they cannot provide proof that their child has been vaccinated. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheets special, use my promo code USA.
With the legalization of recreational marijuana in more states, some people thought that the black markets for the drug would go away. But is that the case? Kevin Savitt is the president of Smart Approach to Marijuana, and he shares what happened in Colorado after pot became legal.
Well, drug dealers love legalization. Because they get to undercut the legal price. So the government, in all its wisdom, taxes marijuana, thinking that it can pay for schools, which, by the way, it's not paying for any of that because the tax revenue is pennies. And the drug dealers, they're not going to go to dental school when pot is legalized. They diversify and they lower their prices. They still make a hefty profit.
And regarding crime rates, Savitt tells Fox News.
The crime rate has gone up in legalized states. And even Gavin Newsom in California, who loves marijuana and actually ran on it, he is now sending in the National Guard, if you can believe it. He's called on Trump's National Guard to come into California for these illegal grows because they're everywhere. They're destroying the water supply, energy. It's a huge environmental concern, public lands. It's a really big issue.
And finally, as far as this being a states' rights issue, Savitt believes?
I don't really believe in states' rights for marijuana because it affects other states. You know, Colorado growing 5 times more marijuana than they can legally consume, that gets exported to Idaho and Wyoming. They didn't vote for this. So a lot of people are saying it's a states' rights thing. It's not states' rights at all because we're getting all the extra marijuana. They're growing way more marijuana than they can legally consume.
Please remember you can find us online at usaradio.com and also check us out on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.